celebrate a world filled with magic. Just wish upon a star that shines so bright. Enter a world of make-believe. Let your dreams come true.
Celebrate a world filled with magic. Well, I and Darren just have. Two amazing, incredible weeks filled with coastal scenery, majestic whales, sugar sand beaches, the 4th of July, charming people, exceptional food, our 26th anniversary, and culminating in Disneyland's 60th celebrations. The sun shone endlessly, and for the first time in years I came home with a proper tan, not to mention four large suitcases, two holdalls, a camera bag, knapsack, a polystyrene cooler, and a Disney Vacation Club tote bag. If you'd like to read about our travels, go to the Disneyland California and West Coast Trip Reports on the DIB and look for the 4th, 26th and 60th in the index. Now, I'd arranged to meet up with the guys from Mouse Chat, Lauren, Steve, Lisa and Chris, and this took place in the cocktail bar area of the Carthay Circle restaurant at Disneyland's California Adventure.
Well, folks, I'm sitting here in the Carthay Circle restaurant at Disney's California Adventure, and guess who I bumped into? Our very good friends from Mouse Chat. So, would you like to introduce yourselves, guys?
I'm Chris.
Hey, I'm Steve from Mouse Chat.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, it's Lisa.
You just had lunch. What did you think?
I love this place. I've eaten here a few times before. The burger's really good. It's a little expensive, but it's good.
Yeah, it's great if you want to come to a place and, you know, it's a theme park, but not have a theme park meal. So I had the shrimp with the...
red Thai curry.
Thank you.
Oh,
red
Thai curry. That was
yeah.
Great.
And those little...
black pearl
appetizer
rice.
With the... it was like a little...
the cheddar biscuits, which are not biscuits. They're like fried balls of dough, but they were good fried balls.
I just wanted to say balls.
See what I mean? Right to left field.
It's got to be something else in the UK. Yeah, right.
Here too.
Okay. No, Lauren and I also had the burger. It was a good burger.
It was really good.
Not the best burger that I've ever had, but it was good. And
it was good to experience it, though. I've always wanted to eat here, so that was good.
Yeah. Well, and the ambiance. I love it up in the room we were in.
Yeah, the history,
you know,
the pictures.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was nice.
Beautiful place, isn't it? But let's get away from food, because enough of that in my trip. So, have you seen the parade, Paint the Night?
We saw it last night.
It was amazing.
They line up like a couple hours early for the parade. We got there at the last minute.
We grabbed a bench. You know how they move the benches to the curb?
Right.
We sat there for 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Well, what'd you do? So they're showing it.
Chat.
Wow. They're showing it twice a night, and so we saw the second one, and it wasn't bad. We literally walked up, waited about 20 minutes.
But it's just stunning. And the little homage is there to Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yeah.
Very, very clever.
I have haven't seen it. I have to.
You're not. Oh, don't I have not. It for you, then.
No, don't give too much away.
I think it's one of the prettiest parades I've seen, and even just the attention to detail with the dancers in between and what they had, their costumes and everything, it was amazing.
I just thought the Tinkerbell effect was not going to give anything away, but
no,
it was.
Don't. Tink is the best.
And Mickey's float at the end, it was like, whoa, peace and love, man.
You know what? I thought that too. I thought that someone, it would look like someone was hallucinating.
Yeah.
It was really weird, but it was good. But there were so many good elements of it.
Twice this week, they've had to cancel the fireworks because of high winds. Apparently, somebody said to us they did do them later on last night. Was that so or not?
They didn't do what?
The fireworks.
No fireworks.
And we're kind of thinking, what are they going to do on Friday? You know, the actual celebration.
Well, it comes down to safety, apparently, because you're standing here and they say that it's because of the winds.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't see a leaf moving anywhere, but they're talking about elevated winds.
And the highway,
because when they do shoot the fireworks and the wind is not cooperating, you cannot see on, I think, the 5.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
We thought it was more about safety in that, you know, Disneyland is totally enclosed these days with offices and hotels and what have you. And it was like, you know, okay, so we burned down an office block. Who cares?
And they do take into consideration, you know, the burning. You know, there could be drought times and it's very easy to catch things on fire.
The moment, California is a tinderbox, isn't it?
It is.
Darren and I, when we were driving down, we came on the 101 and we came past a place called Bradbury Dam, Lake Chuma. Sorry if you don't know the route, but I've never seen a dam with sluice gates that were bone dry.
Wow.
And the lake was 40 feet below where it should be, and they were having to pump water from the lake and over the sluice gates. And the hotel we were staying at in Santa Barbara was noticed saying, if you're going to shower, please make sure it's no more than 3 minutes. So.
You'd never survive.
No, I'd be in trouble. But I did use the same towel for 4 nights in a row, out of guilt.
Good job.
I hung it up every day.
And then you made it into a swan at night.
I did. I made it into a towel animal. Yes.
Last night it was a bear.
You know we're BBC members. Today's our towel and trash day.
Yeah. It's a happy day.
Are you staying at Grand Californian?
We're at the Villas, yeah.
Just checked in there this morning. Not the Villas, but the resort.
Not this time, but in the past, we've had one with a, you know, balcony, and we haven't had to go into the park to watch World of Colour. We could do it from there, you know, and enjoy a bottle of white wine
If you go all the way to the top, there's a viewing area for DVC members that you can go watch from up there if you don't have a view. It's nice.
It gets cold up there.
Yeah.
So, what brought you here, guys?
60th.
Did not.
Well, we came here for a training trip, and then we just stayed over. The training ended, I guess, this morning. Yeah, and then we're staying for 2.5 days, so to have some fun.
We wanted to play.
But to be honest, the whole training trip has been fun. So we've been in the park a lot.
I have to say, we used to go to Walt Disney World quite a lot. But what I like about here is the way you can just walk from one part. So I don't have to get a bus to do that. And I just think it's neater. And it's, okay, it's more compact. And maybe just 4 or 5 days is more than enough.
Yeah.
But there's something about Disneyland. It was Walt's park. And it's, we did the walk in Walt's footsteps yesterday. And you get to visit the Dream Suite. Wow. OTT does not describe it. It was like gold-plated taps. You get in the bathtub, you press a little button, and a night sky lights up. And what I did was there's one room that you go in, and it's kind of based on Frontierland, and you see a train in a glass case. Hit the goodnight kiss button. That train runs all the way around the room. And because there's no sides on the glass cabinet that it's in. And as it travels along, certain things happen along the way. And it was just. And there was a guy on the tour who said to me, he said, I'd be up till 3 a.m. playing with this thing.
It'd be Steve.
We did the tour a couple years ago, and we got to go into the apartment above.
All above the prize stage.
So cool.
It was really neat.
Just to sit there like you're looking at things, and you're like, I wonder if he actually touched any of this stuff, you know?
Well, I made a point. I wanted to touch something he touched. And people were touching the doorbell. Well, he's not going to ring the doorbell to his own apartment.
Lisa turned the lamp off in the window.
I did not. Oh, my gosh.
And then she was like, no.
Light it.
Yeah, shush. No, I touched
the... That's why she's banned for life.
Yes, exactly. That would get you banned.
Oh, I would be executed before I left, trust me. But they had the door open, the front door, so we could go through, and the lady said... Wait a second. She shut the door and she said, open the door. And because that's what he would do. So I did that.
You know what would have been better? The toilet.
We weren't allowed in the bathroom.
You could have snuck in.
You could see in it, but you couldn't go in there.
You could have just put your hand on the little handle and then like flush. Just like,
oh, whoa. Yeah, that would be inconspicuous. Excuse me.
What was that?
Even better, just say, potty break.
Oh, thanks. That's so much better.
I'm definitely walking in Walt's footsteps now.
But I'm bummed.
Well, wow. Yes, so we like the parade.
The parade was awesome.
Yeah, bring us back to base, Steve. Why don't you?
He's really good at that.
Can I tell you something interesting we did that I don't think a lot of people get to do? We did a VIP tour, which is not the same as like a behind-the-scenes tour. We did front-of-the-line access with one of the a guide and everything. That was awesome. If you ever... get a chance and feel like blowing some money, that's the way to do it. It was really interesting.
Well, I've been a naughty boy.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
While we were having dinner, I went out on the balcony to do a shot of Carpe Circle, you know, the trams, the trolleys. And it would appear that they sort of feed their staff occasionally, and I've actually got a copy of the menu here.
Oh, no.
So, that's going to Scrabble when I get back home.
You have been naughty.
Sorry?
You have been naughty.
Anyway, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you guys because we've got things to do and I'm sure you have too. But it's been great spending this 10 minutes
well,
with you.
Well, it was
you,
amazing.
And nice to meet you in the flesh.
We're in the restaurant and we see Jeff walk by and Steve's like, that's Jeff.
And it's not at all creepy that he recognized you even though he's never met you.
Do you know, I've had 2 or 3 people come up to me this week and go, you're Jeff from the Divcast.
Well, you didn't seem surprised when I walked up, because he didn't have the nerve to do it, so he sent me over.
He started handing you a pen. What do you want signed?
Exactly. Like, sign my arm. I'm going to get a tattoo.
Oh, let me tell you what, I've got to mention, when we were in San Francisco, they're doing these T-shirts, and it's like, you know, the Disney princesses, but they're like, tattoos and the smoking drugs and it was like, whoa.
Haven't you seen those online? You can actually, there's a whole website.
Like
just Google it.
A tramp series of princesses.
You put that on your page for your birthday 1 year.
I think you did. Well, I'm sorry. You're trying to close this down.
No, I'm trying to wind this up, folks. But thank you. It's been great meeting you.
I'm sure.
And,
you know what? If you see us in the park tomorrow.
We probably will. Yeah.
We'll be dressed
and,
up.
Yeah, I'm sure that Rob, Grant, Mel, and James, and all the gang, you know, send you their regards. Have a great time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. It's good seeing you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
I can't finish this item without mentioning the celebrations that took place on the morning of July 17th. To see Richard Sherman play the piano whilst Broadway's Mary Poppins, Ashley Brown, sang Walt's favourite song, Feed the Birds, in front of thousands of park guests, and then to all join in on singing Happy Birthday to Disneyland, is a treasured memory I shall never forget.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.